Walk out with me toward the unknown region, where neither ground is for the feet nor any path to follow.
Weaver of life, let me look and see the pattern of my life come back shown on your tapestry. One second, one glance upon your loom, flower of my childhood within this room. Visitor of my youth, tears of yesterday, broken hearts within a heart as love first came by. The lifeline patterns change as I became a man. Edit or untold blends as I guess for a hem. Did you go to so it's red Virginia white? As long as we embraced as one. Did you capture all the joys, the birth of our first son, the happiness of family made brother for fun. Umbrellas, the happiness could grow. Is it there in detail? Is it there out of you? Do the sparks of life grow bright as one by one they burn? To mothers, fathers, husbands, heart grow life and life.
The morning of the morning, for another Kennedy. He consented in his listen to give ear to their tiny voice and slump across his lobe and drum in the direction of the giver. The worms and decay of his brother quiver at the thought of their food. He was mingled in your voice and wrinkled in your guide when foul like a hawk cut swift across his sky, burying its intention in his innocence, scattering days of hope and tiny optimism into the ground of his surround. Small wonder at the felling of giants, tiny thunder in the disharmony of political swords and kitchen cords. The wards will be full of invalids, begging their stay in, as the book and essay of the under and graduate of peace closed in a pool and history of red as thick as man's greed. Oh God, when can we stand straight in our choice?
toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
Well, Mr. Newman.
Well, yeah.
What a fine start that was today,
wow.
Wasn't it?
Roger Chapman and family. Wow.
The new singles on sale from the 31st of July 1970. It doesn't seem possible. 58 singles this particular week, as you correctly suggested their family, the Weavers' answer. That was from their Strange Band maxi single. Yeah. And then it was Richard Harris, the B-side of his single. It was called Morning of the Morning for Another Kennedy.
What was on the A-side?
Ballad of a Man Called Horse from the film.
Oh, yes.
We will play that later.
A bit different from MacArthur Park.
Yeah.
Which got about 5 years earlier.
I think it was the first time one of his spoken word poems, and he wrote that himself, actually. Morning.
Wow.
Of the Morning for Another Kennedy. That was good. And then, of course, it was Black Sabbath, and that was the mono single. That's the B-side. The B-side of the Black Sabbath single, yeah. And Paranoid's on the A-side. We will be hearing that in a while. Well, hello. This is me, Chris Bent, and him, Les Newman.
And it's him, Chris Bent, and me, Les Newman. Greetings, listener. And I hope you're having a good day. Now we're easing out of lockdown. Just trying to think what fashion accessory mask I can wear for going out now. We're going to have to make one something. I like the one you've got. There's several you've got, haven't there? I thought were quite interesting.
I've got a Depeche Mode headscarf or bandana thing, yes. Yeah, I'll probably wear that. I hope they do want one of those ones you can wash that's got Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
That would be good.
The prism, and that'd be good, that would, yeah. Anyway.
One with the a child light. I don't know whether you can get them, but it'd be nice to have the prisoner tricycle, you know, the sort of bicycle thing on it would be good.
Yeah.
Or a man with a jet... Or that one where he's got the bars in front of him.
Or one that shows the bottom part of the...
Goes to King Crimson.
King Crimson first album. With the mouth part printed.
Oh, that would be really good.
Printed over the mask. Let us continue, my friends. We've already played one track from Family Strange Band EP or maxi single. This will be Hung Up Down, which is what I think me and Les are most of the time.
What the hell? My head's don't smell. When glass would speak to you. So who's to cry? The politicians lie, when it all damn well they could do. Well, maybe they're hung up down. They're stopping me, they turn around. Maybe other way, every other way that I won't get to be. Well, it's a sad when men turn bad. We'll be right back.
About this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Paradise, curry.
I don't remember it being recorded by Cliff Richard, but apparently it was.
It was written by Cock and Greenaway, also known as, who masquerade as the Pipkins, which we replayed the other week. But they also recorded it as the Pipkins as well. So it may well be that Fluff may well be in those under a different name.
Yes, that was a band called Fluff. Sunny Honey Girl, which means... a little bit more to those of us who've holidayed at a place called Hunstanton
in West Norfolk,
the only place on the east coast which faces west. Yeah. You can watch the sunset.
See the sunset down
over the Wash,
over the sea.
Yeah, and it is known as Sunny Honey, HUNNY, but that was HONEY, Sunny Honey Girl on DJM Records. We also had Black Sabbath and Paranoid. That's what started it all off for them, really, wasn't it? I know they'd already had Evil Woman out as a single, which didn't
tell you what,
lot.
You didn't go to any disco without it being played. Black Sabbath, Black Panther, Paranoid, played everywhere. All when we used to go to the local village hall, they used to hop. They always used to play Black Sabbath, Paranoid there. And wherever you went, any rock disco of anything of any worth always played Paranoid.
Yeah. We began today with Family and Weaver's Answer, and there was some good use of your cabinet, Leslie.
Yeah, the Leslie cabinet. Yeah, it's very good.
Well, I've got another one here for you. Chicken Shack on Blue Horizon Records. Well, not a single I remember. This is called Sad Clown, and straight away we turn on your Leslie cabinet. Thank you.
You're listening to Chris B. Let your worries go and enjoy the music.
Tired eyes, that's what people say. Tired eyes, well I know that anyway. What are you thinking, darling? Do you think it's true that maybe I'm like this because of you? Now that I think about it, said about your other money man, it drove me out of my head. So when you think about it, you are a better kind. I've got tired eyes, a tired soul and a tired mind. So let's leave it, baby. We had a ball, least you some love, which is better than none at all. So goodbye, baby, and don't look so surprised. I'm going home to sleep and rest my tired eyes.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Get it down together, take it back as I throw them away. Don't think about tomorrow, just think about today. People don't understand that in this world everybody's free. Forget about your troubles and worries and take a good look at me. Sing a song for children. Get it down together, take it back as I throw it away. Don't think about tomorrow, got to think about the day. People don't understand now, in this world everybody's free. Forget about your troubles and worries and take a good look at me. Sing a song, my children, sing a song for me. Sing a song for freedom. Sing a song for me.
Sing a song for freedom.
Everybody sing a song.
Sing a song for me.
I gotta sing a song for me now.
Sing a song for freedom.
Freedom, freedom.
Sing a song for me.
Everybody got to listen to my story, baby.
Everybody gotta sing a song for me.
They just had a massive hit with their version of House of the Rising Sun.
Yes, I was going to say that was them.
That's Frigid Pink and Sing a Song for Freedom on DRAM Records. And we played both sides of Chicken Shack singles Sad Clown and Tired Eyes on Blue Horizon, which by now had a red label, despite the name.
Christine McVie had left by then to go on to join from Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, and she had a hit on her own, hadn't she? I'd Rather Go Blind.
Yeah, that was with Chicken Shack. That was their best known hit, wasn't it?
Yes, which is good you've said that, Les, because sometime in this hour, if I can find it again, there'll be a reggae version of I'd Rather Go Blind. You know, it's as though we've got a script to work from, isn't it, Les?
Yeah, they also did a version of Heartbreak Hotel, which was not so much of a hit, but that was released later on in 1970.
Well, we will play that in a few weeks' time for you, my friends out there. But today, our time capsule has landed on Friday the 31st of July 1970. Issue number 340 of the new singles, weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings. Last week, the keen-eared among you will have noticed we kept saying it was Friday the 23rd of July, but that was a misprint by the makers of this list. So we only have to blame it was Francis Anthony Limited, 20 East Hill, St Austell, Cornwall. So if you'd like to complain to them 50 years ago, you're welcome to try it.
I wonder if they're still there.
I think the company are, but probably not. In fact, I'm pretty certain, well, they were a few years ago, because at 45 Cat, where we get some of our information and images of singles, labels from, someone was having a conversation about them and said they'd written to them asking if they could do reprints of these singles lists, but they weren't able to help.
Oh, that's
at
a
all.
Shame.
Yes, but we've...
Well, there's a possibility, maybe we could do reprints of those you've already got.
Yes.
There is obviously a market out there.
If you've just joined us this week, we do this every week. We look back at the new singles from a list that was printed and was available in some record stores, in some of the music press, and sent out to the media. And I've got these lists from the 1st of November 1968 until about the middle of the summer 1974. It begins to deteriorate slightly then, because I began to lose interest in collecting them and more interested and of course by then working a job, probably a motor car to maintain or a motorbike and
a lady to maintain as
just,
well.
I just kind of come to that bit. And the girlfriend who would become my wife here by 1976. We're going to do something different now. We've played some quite heavy prog stuff. This is Genevieve Gilles, G-I-L-L-E-S. I think this is from the soundtrack to a film. This is called Hello Goodbye, but it's not the Beatles track.
I say hello today, and then tomorrow say goodbye. I thought that I could walk away and never have to cry. Too bad it didn't walk that way. Too bad. Believe me, home, I try. My love, my heart will not obey. I cannot say goodbye. Hold me, I'm cold, I need you near. Make everything alright. Hold me, I'm lost without you here. Love me again tonight. No matter what it will cost me,
please don't go away. What if the fates have tossed me, if only you stay. I say hello today, and then tomorrow say goodbye. I thought that I could walk away and never have to cry.
Whilst the research department are in full swing, let's hear more about that single, Les.
Well, it was from a film where Michael Crawford starred in it as an English car salesman. Also starred Kurt Jurgens. You know, it's interesting. I always thought his name was Kurt, and yet when you read through it, it's actually Curd Jurgens.
As in,
so that's a surprise. As in lemon curd. That's a surprise.
As in the well-known guitar player, Blind Lemon Curd.
Yeah, dear idea, but it did. Yeah, I don't know what sort of film it was. It was sort of, but he appeared as some sort of car salesman.
If he was a car salesman, but some kind of confessions film by the sound of it then. There was a lot of those about, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was at that time, yeah.
Michael Crawford, would that have been before Some Mothers Do Have Them?
No, that was mid-60s, wasn't it? So this would be up. He would have already been in that mode, I think. As I'm sure he was.
I remember watching him. I think our children watched him, actually. I'd have thought he was more mid-70s, actually. Anyway, while I leave you to see when Some Mothers Do Have Them first appeared on the television, let us do what we suggested we might do. This is Roy. Let's have a look. This is Roy G. And I'd Rather Go Blind, the one that Christine McVie had the big hit with Chicken, with or without Chicken Shack.
Something deep down in my soul started crying, girl, when I saw you and him talking. I would rather go blind, girl, than to see you walk away from me. So you see, I love you so much, I don't wanna see you leave me. But most of all, I don't wanna be free. I was just sitting here thinking, baby, about your kiss and your warm embrace. With the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips, baby, reveal the tears that was on my face. So I'd rather go blind, girl.
I don't wanna see you leave me. No, no, no. But most of all, I don't wanna be free.
Listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
This is the music that stays for years. Now sounds of 70. How's it 20?
Not Chris Bent.
It's me again, man, your boss DJ, your musical container. Haunt you from the top to the very last drop.
We'll be right back.
Those all-stars were kept rather busy, weren't they?
Unless they were a session band. There
was a lot of all-stars around. It was Rupi Martin's All-Stars and Musical Container. Before that, it was King Stitt and Clancy Eccles and the Dynamites on Clandisc Records and Sounds of 70. Not Sounds of the 70s, but Sounds of 70. And we began with Roy G., no doubt with the All-Stars, and I'd Rather Go Blind. And if he paid any royalties to the composer for that, I think he was robbed, because it didn't sound much like I'd Rather Go Blind, except when he picked up his stylophone towards the end and started playing the basic tune.
Oh, stylophone. Oh, dear. Did we all have them?
Do you remember the Swinging Soul Machine? With Spooky's Day Off. I think this is a reissue, actually. It's more like a 67 or 68 tune.
The hundred mannequin sits tight with good manners. Stared at by a tattooed carnival banner. The proprietor stands outside the door and hums. And a gypsy rock and roll singer sits and strums. Gondoliers, Shakespeare's, Oakes's, playboys and bums. It's raining in the fields of Kansas State. Johnsonian is known for his walking shoes. And Mississippi John Hurt sings the blues. Things just aren't the way they used to be. For gondolas, Shakespeare's, overseers, playboys and me.
Norman Greenbaum with Dr. West's Medicine Show and Junk Band. It was called Gondoliers. I think that may well have been a kind of a cash-in single. Somebody realised that they had some material that had featured Norman Greenbaum on it, so they put his name at the front and hoped it would get to the charts.
Yeah, because he'd had that big hit previously.
Spirit.
Spirit in the Sky, yeah.
Yeah, and let us find out something about why the Swinging Soul Machines tune was called Spooky's Day Off.
Yeah, the leader of the Swinging Soul Machine was a guy called Ivan Spooky Groeneveld. So obviously he used his middle name. He then became he formed a duo with Sue Chelner, I think it was, called Spooky and Sue, and had quite a relative success. He had about several albums back in the mid-70s,
some Dutch cloggy music then it turned out to be. Okay, taking us to the top of the hour, it will be Thunder Company on Columbia Records, and it's written by Brian Bennett, and I think it featured him, and I'm pretty certain Brian was out of the shadows. This is Riding on the Gravy Train. It's what we've been doing for the past 6 months, isn't it, Les, doing this program?
Oh,
That was Dead Loss, Joe Loss's brother. No, that was...
You know, we were just saying, that's the sort of... There was a guy, he used to come on stage and he used to flex his stomach muscles. Do you remember him? Called Tony Holland.
And his back, his shoulder and blades. And he managed to join his shoulder blades to give a very
and
easily.
And he used cha-cha-cha music just like that, didn't yes. he? Do you remember that on Opportunity Knots? Well,
I think they sort of painted a face on his back once and his eyes and a nose. And he was he was moving, contortion. Yeah,
whenever I hear a cha-cha, I'm just sadly have this impression of Tony Holland in front of me.
Contorting his body in front of us after Monday night tea time of a boiled egg and your little bread soldiers after you'd come home from school.
Oh dear. No, the stuff that used to have on Huey Green's show, that was unbelievable, wasn't it?
I should think the best thing was Mary Hopkin, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's about the best thing that came out of that.
Yeah. Right, let's stop that hour. Cha-cha-cha. Cha-cha-cha.